Are you listening to this episode on Himalaya? If you are, congratulations, because you're already using the best new podcast app out there. If you're not, well, you're a loser and missing out. So get it together. Whether you're a podcaster or a fan, Himalaya is designed with you in mind and has a ton of cool new features like curated shareable playlists and collections made just for you, along with personalized recommendations to help with content discovery. And the best part is, it's super easy to use. It's definitely my favorite listening app, and I'm sure it will be yours too. So do yourself a favor and download Himalaya today, and be sure to follow my show, Worst Firsts, once you're there. Bye. Here we are, Worst First, everybody. We have a cool guest today. We're starting. I'll just throw you right into it.
Into the fire?
I'm throwing you into the fire, Eric. We have my guest, my really good friend, Eric Griffin, who I've known for years.
I know.
Forever. And you've had so much success. I'm so proud of you. You guys may know him from Workaholics.
I went into the wrong field, though. I think I should have.
What? Got married to a rock star?
Are you, Cyndi Lauper?
Eric's single, Cyndi Lauper. Please, Joan Jett, somebody, anybody?
Yeah, one of those rockers?
Anybody?
No, that's not what I meant.
No, okay, what did you mean then?
I mean, like I should have been, like, making fun videos and, like, being more engaging with my fans.
Whatever. You're on, like, traditional, real successful people shit. I'm on like, hey guys, you want to see me stick a bunch of marshmallows in my ass? Like, it's, you know, it's a little different.
Great video, by the way.
Yeah, it's a great video. It's a great one. Make sure to check that out. Anyway, I'm so glad you're here. I'm so glad he laughs too. That's like the best. Like, I could say, I'm like, oh, I feel funny again. That's
you
great.
Are funny.
I
what
love
are you talking
you.
About?
I love
see
you.
What the internet does to people?
Yeah,
it's like you're in your head about like, is this isn't real?
Right.
I'm not, but it's like, yes, it is. This is like, you know, it's like it's viable. There's like 75,000 apps coming out right now.
Every minute. There's a new app.
There's a new app. Like, we do videos and then you can do funny things with them.
Yeah,
you know
you
what
can
I mean?
Put stickers on this one.
Right.
Like, everything's
this
different.
You can play music and go in slow motion. It's like they all do the same shit.
Same
now.
Shit. Now there's TikTok. Are you on TikTok?
I'm on all of them, but I don't do anything on any
you
of them.
You don't do anything on TikTok?
You know what? Whatever the app, if the app has the option to upload to another app, whatever that app is the most important app.
True.
You know?
True.
Like TikTok, you should not be, if I was TikTok, I'd be like, no, we're not going to be let them upload to Instagram.
Yeah, it's
why
TikTok.
Are we letting them upload to Instagram? This is our thing, you know, because Instagram's better.
Yeah, if you want to watch it, you got to be on goddamn TikTok.
Right?
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but they make them like, you know, you can upload it to Instagram, upload it to Twitter. Those are always going to be the giants: Twitter and Instagram.
That's
still,
it.
They're the
There's
main.
Still nothing that's beat it. Yeah,
nothing's beating them. You know,
nothing's
so.
Beating them. I mean, and Instagram's the beast. Instagram's the main one. I mean,
I know.
You do everything.
It's got
on
the
there.
Most engagement, and they're trying to take that away. They're trying to like ruin it. They always with their stupid algorithms.
I hate that.
What are they doing?
That bums me out.
Hell yeah.
Because I follow people and I don't see their posts.
I know. You're
a
like,
lot.
Where is this?
I'm like, did so and so die? Like, I haven't seen them post. And then I go to their page.
And you're like, it's like,
and
yeah.
They've been posting like goddamn crazy, and I'm like, I haven't seen any of this shit.
Yeah.
You had a baby? You got married?
Right.
Like, fuck. You didn't invite me to the wedding? Now I gotta unfollow you.
I know, your kid is 10?
Yeah, your kid is 14?
Maybe you're a bad friend, Brittany.
A bad friend. Instagram is fucking me up. Like, that's how I stay
in touch.
It's great
if you're talking about your family, though.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Right. No, but I'm for real. Like, I got cousins who, like, so-and-so will have a baby, and I won't know, and then I'll go to their page and be like, oh, they had the baby. All right, 3 years ago.
But don't you hate finding out that somebody went through some major life event on Instagram, though?
It's bummer.
I kind of feel a little bit like
text
wait,
me. Yeah.
You got married?
Yeah.
Was my invitation in the DM, or was it, let me... Did I miss?
I know.
You know what I mean?
That's kind of offensive sometimes.
Yeah.
Especially when you consider someone like a friend and you're like, I thought we were friends.
I thought we were close. By the way, how was your wedding?
I didn't have a wedding. I know, Dad. You're like, oh, I didn't get invited to that shit. By the way, no one was invited.
Yeah, I can imagine.
We got married in our house.
Oh, really?
With just the ordained minister and a photographer.
Oh.
And the dogs. Oh. The dog was in the wedding.
I was about to say, did the dog administer the wedding? That'd
the
be
dog
great.
Was
if
the
you got
minister.
It ordained.
Yeah, I know. She was we were ordained. Or dog. Yeah,
like,
yeah. We were
I do.
Or dogged minister. Yeah, she's
or
great.
Dogged.
It was great. No, she killed it. No, but the dog.
That's going to be the new thing.
No, but like,
those are the new videos. Do those videos right now, everybody.
Right.
Have your dog and call him my or dog.
This is my or dogged minister. You guys are welcome for that one. But no, it was real because like we kept adding up the money of like, and my husband has a lot of money. I don't. My husband does. I have enough money to be fine. But you know, it's kind of like, but you know, it's like we could have had something, but it was like, who am I doing that for?
Yeah.
Because that just stresses me out. Like, got to get everyone there. Got to get the bridesmaids. And, like, got to get the fucking food figured out. And there was, like, a million questions. And I just, I don't want to
deal with it. So you never had the big wedding fantasy when you were young?
No, I didn't. I didn't because I don't like that kind of attention, believe it or not. Which, for someone who loves attention.
I was about to say, that sounds
shocking.
Crazy.
Because I love attention, but not like stressful attention. You know what I mean? Where they're like, what
you
do
like
you
attention that's like disassociated with
right.
society. You're
right,
just
right,
like,
right.
hi.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And
I
can
throw it out.
And then I can throw it over the phone across the room. Exactly.
Yeah.
That's
and then you go look at it later. Oh, great. 100,000 likes.
Oh my God, I'm doing okay. I'm still a member of society.
Right, right, right.
No, but for real. No, so actually, like, I can't stand it because this lady's emailing me, how do you like the napkins folded? How do you want the, what kind of food is anyone
going to always have been a little
I'm
bit.
I'm just like, no,
yeah,
I didn't. Yeah,
yeah,
I didn't
yeah,
like
yeah.
too
yeah.
much.
You've always been like a
scary.
Like,
yeah, that's why I never got really big into stand-up because it's like being there.
Right.
That's a lot.
Then having that instant, like,
yeah.
you're like. Mm.
Right in front of you.
Yeah, it's like, I laugh. Like, why are you laughing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Stop talking. Stop looking at me. Yeah, no, I freak out. Anyway, so you know the premise of the podcast.
I think so.
Worst first, the worst shit that's ever happened to you.
Oh,
you're
oh,
all,
oh.
Being on this podcast.
So I got there.
Yeah. Yeah, 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 the worst.
I'm just talking about it. You're like, wait a minute.
By the way, our guest before him was Nicole Byer. Nicole was telling me she's never had a boyfriend.
What?
You should take her on a date.
You get, oh, okay. Wow. That's the kind of pressure women do. That's perfect. Publicly, like, wow, you're a monster.
On my podcast, you should take her out. You know,
you are a monster.
I know, I am a monster. I actually am a real human monster. I like putting people on the spot.
Oh, that's like that. You just did like what parents do.
Oh yeah, I'm your Jewish grandmother.
Your mom would do that to you,
like. Eric,
yeah.
She's a nice girl.
Yeah.
She's very nice.
And
she's
he's here.
Funny.
Nathan, come in and say hi to Brittany.
Nathan has one eye. You're like, yeah. God, Mom, Nathan has one eye. I don't care if he owns a house.
What do you mean she's never had a boyfriend? That's
she
crazy.
She said she's never had a boyfriend.
Why not?
I don't know. She's awesome. And she's very cool.
She,
I kind of fell
has
in love
different...
with her here. I did. She's very cool.
You know, as you get older, though, your standards change and you realize
but
the
you know
shallowness
Can
goes away.
Can I just
away.
Tell you something, too, is that mm-hmm. looks, one thing I've noticed is like, everyone's so judgmental about people, you know, looks and everything, but that shit gets so old.
Yeah, but we've like, all been like that. Don't act like.
I'm not acting like
when you
like
were
that.
22, the
no.
dude that you were, the
but
dudes
you
had to hook
guy,
up with, they had to be a certain, you know what I mean?
The guy that I dated before my husband was hideous.
I know, because you were looking for something at that point. You
I was
know?
Looking for love. I was like,
no,
I'll
but I mean,
for love
but you were
rock.
Also like looking past the like, oh,
yes.
you know what? Let me. Can you move the abs? And
yeah, I was looking move, to be like, you know, loved and obsessed, like have someone obsessed with me. And my husband, or my boyfriend before him, was like not good looking at all, like terrible looking. Like people were like, "Oh my God, are you
what
on
are you
drugs?
Doing, right?
What are you doing?" Like I had people.
There's a certain
me
level
that.
Of ugliness that you can't, you know.
Yeah.
Gotta, if that's a thing, if people are going like, "What are you doing with that person?" and you have to explain
people
it all the time.
People were messaging me.
Oh, that well. I mean, but people are monsters.
They were like. What are you doing? And I was like, he's really cool and really smart
really
and really
nice.
Funny.
He
really. And
then
ended
well.
Up being terrible, but we won't get into that. But anyway.
You were terrible?
No, he was terrible.
Oh.
I mean, at the end, we were both terrible, but he was terrible, which made me be terrible, and then that was that. But anyway, so I'm just saying, like, I mean, looking at my husband's 56, and I'm just thinking, like, you know, we're going to get old, obviously, him faster than me, but, like, mm-hmm.
But society won't care about that.
But it's like, I know, right? I know, but like, but it's like, you know, you kind of, everybody gets fucking old,
yeah.
and at the end of the day, you got to have someone you really vibe with.
Right.
Because
right.
all the fucking sexy shit, like, that goes away after 6 months. Like, you know?
It can go away after somebody opens their mouth too much.
For real.
And starts, like, saying things that you go, like, ooh, I don't agree with that.
Yeah.
Why isn't this, you know?
And that person's not hot anymore.
Yeah, or, yeah, whatever. You just don't yeah. have that. Or sometimes you just have this sort of, like, primal connection with someone.
Yeah.
Or that energy when you're around each other, like, you feel it like combining,
yeah.
But that doesn't mean you're compatible. That's the
right.
sucky part,
right?
You know, I've been in situations like that where I've just been like, oh, I have this thing, but it's like, damn.
But
I
it's
don't,
like
you
you're
don't
not
get
connected
me,
on another level.
Not connected. So that's like if you find the connect. I just think that's something that happens as you get older. You just start to like get in tune with that.
It's hard to find someone who's hot and that you get along with, and that's why I married this one because I'm like he's hot and we're like best friends. Best of both worlds, like so lucky.
Well, that's a lucky thing.
Lucky.
You know
like,
what I mean?
Knock on wood. Anyway, you got a worse first for me? Go on a bad date or something?
Yeah, I've gone on many bad dates.
Really? Tell me the worst one.
Well, I don't know if it was like, it's just one of these things where like, it kind of lends itself to this. Cause like, you know, this was a few years ago and it's like you meet someone and you like have this initial thing that you think you have, mm-hmm. especially in this day and age when you're meeting people online.
Oh yeah.
You know, so for me, I meet a lot of people online, not even like dating apps, even just like regular. I think Instagram's the best dating app.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
People just messaging.
Yeah, you just message and you're like, hey, are you like, oh, look, your pictures. And all of a sudden you start talking. But it's like, if you don't get to actually know someone, so, you know, and then like, I am not a big like, on the first date, we're going to go to the most fancy restaurant in town. I need because it's like.
You're like, I'm taking this bitch to McDonald's. I'm going to see how she really likes me. Oh, my God. I'm dead. The girl. I took her to McDonald's. I don't know why she sucks. That was her fault.
It's not like, I don't know. And I'm all like, you want cheese on that? Woo, 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 woo.
How much is cheese? Does cheese come with it, though?
No, but I think there's something to going to get coffee or going to some, like, comfortable environment that's like, you know, you meet there so that person feels comfortable.
Right.
Because I'm all about nowadays, you got to make sure that the other, especially as a guy, you got to make sure the woman feels comfortable.
Right.
You know, it's like, you're okay. You know, yeah. It's like, do you feel safe? Do you feel like, no, but it's true though.
Do you feel safe locked in my car?
I know, but it's like.
I know you're trying to use the handle to get out and you can't get out.
Oh, no,
but
it's
you
just
feel
the lock. It's broken. You know what I mean?
Do you feel safe as I'm breaching through your
breasts? I press another button and it tints. You're like, what's going on? Nothing.
Do you feel safe as I cover your mouth with this gas and you're passing out? Just want to make sure you feel safe. Okay, so what happened?
You may have to be a creep. So,
no, I'm not.
But
I did
go someplace like sort of fancy. Went to Nice Guys.
Oh, I love Nice Guy. Yeah.
Yeah, and I liked it too. First time I ever went.
First date.
You know,
girl.
we're sitting there and then she sits down and then it's one of those. It's like, you know, so, you know, let me tell you about me. Blah, 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 blah. And it was just like one of these things where I was like, whoa, I don't agree with anything you're saying.
Oh, no. What did she talk about?
I mean, just like just the way she was talking about herself and how she looked at life and like so the horoscopes came up and like, you know, this kind of stuff that I was like, oh no, this steak is going to get ruined by this.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, so I'm sitting there and it's just like, you know, it's going on and on. And then when you fundamentally don't agree with somebody, you're trying to just be nice, but then they say that thing that just makes you go, that's it.
I'm out of here.
Are you crazy?
And she's
you
paying know? For herself. Yeah, girl, we're on Dutch. I can't.
You know, and then it was like, and then the crazy part, she went to the bathroom, and then like I recognized the hostess was we had a mutual friend,
uh-huh.
You know, and I was like, and I was always telling her friend, you need to hook me up with your friend.
Right. You're like, damn, hostess, hot as
and
fuck.
And I started, and I was like, wait, is that, what's up?
You know,
it's just like, how's this date going? I was like, it's terrible.
You're like, save me. Poison it. Put Visine in her water. Make
can
her
you
shit.
Put a roach in my salad?
Yeah. Like, get out of here.
Yeah, so it was just.
How did you bail on the date? Did you sustain the date?
Oh, yeah.
And then you just went. But isn't that the worst when you're stuck in it?
When the food came, I was like, thank you. Because then it's easy to just like
eat.
Hear the like, you know how other people are having conversations at other tables when you're eating, you don't really hear them?
Uh-huh.
That's what the end of
was
that
she
was.
Was she hot?
Yeah.
But it ruined it because she
was
annoying.
It did. I started to be like, because I just got back into the dating pool and I was like, you know what? You have to actually be able to like converse about certain things,
mm-hmm.
even if you don't agree, or it's how you talk about things with people.
Yeah.
I think that is like an important thing to have.
Mm-hmm.
Like you could have an easy rapport. I don't mind having a heated back and forth, or
right.
like a you know what I mean. Where you're like you're talking about like, oh, you know, we didn't go to the moon. Like I think we did. You know,
damn. Talk about random ass shit. She's all yeah. So anyway, I'm a Virgo. The Earth is flat, and hair is. I glue it on my head.
It was like that. It was like one of those kind of people that say like, you know, I'm the kind of person.
Oh.
When I hear that, I'm out.
I don't get dates.
I'm the kind of person.
No.
You know, you're like, okay, here we go. Like and people that don't believe in things, you
no.
know. Or like somebody that's like, if you're vegan and you're going like out of your way to like, you
make
know.
Make someone else be vegan.
Yeah. It's like, I don't like that kind of stuff. At the same time though, because I have another bad first date.
Oh, tell me.
Yeah. So I take her to this barbecue restaurant.
Uh-huh.
A nice one.
Love barbecue.
But it's a nice one. It's not like, you know, Timmy.
It's all Wood Ranch.
It's not yeah. Timmy's ribs on the corner.
And Timmy's. We have to and the cheese falling off, so it just says Immy's.
Yeah.
Immy's ribs.
And then they say, oh, we had Emmys. You're like, no.
It just flies everywhere.
It was nice. We're sitting there. We're having a nice back and forth. I'm trying to be charming as hell. Because, like, when you're not traditionally handsome, you got to be charming as a motherfucker.
Aww,
you know what I mean?
Don't say that.
No, don't. See, when you have to do that, that's even worse. That's
where
so
I don't,
fuck you.
Where I don't disagree with you, but yeah. I just go, aww.
Oh, wow. Look at this. See this? That's what I'm talking about right here.
You're like, this is the worst podcast.
Yeah.
Talk about worse.
Yes. The host insulted me. No, but it's fine. Like, okay. When you get to a point where you believe in yourself and you're like, you have confidence in yourself. I always say that I'm like an Ethiopian restaurant, okay? Not everybody's into Ethiopian food.
Right.
But the restaurant's open.
Oh.
And I'm waiting for business.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
And some people will love it.
And then you're going to come in,
and
I'm going to take care of you.
A specific flavor for you, for your flavor.
Exactly. So okay. So I'm like, so I know that now. Right. Instead of like, you know, so I just wait. I'm just like, right. Okay. And I got to put myself out there. Hey, what's up? You want to go out? No? Okay, cool. Thank you. What about you? How you doing? Hey, all right. Cool. All right. You don't got to be so mean. What's up with you? You know? Damn, girl. Why you got to be a bitch about it?
Me?
Hey, what's up with
hi.
You? Why you mace me? Why you... You know what I mean? But there's going to be one that's going to be like, hey. And I'm going to be like, ah,
like,
there
oh,
you are.
Oh, she's blind. Never mind. I'm just kidding.
Blind?
I'm
that's what I'm waiting
I'm
for.
Fucking, she's
where I'm going like this. Okay, this bitch is blind.
She's fine as hell, but she can't see. I can't. Oh, my God. She goes to feel your face. You pull up
what
one
if,
of your hot
what if, like, what if, like, she's turned to the side? She's so fine, but she only got one arm. Like, this is a stump. And there's a moment where you're like, damn, she is fine.
Yo,
like,
shout,
how fine is a stump okay?
Shout out to girls with no arms, because I know. I went to a show recently.
Wait,
where this,
no arms, please.
Listen,
forget that.
I went to a show recently where this chick had no leg.
Oh, no.
She had one leg, and she was smoking hot.
That's what I'm saying.
It's gorgeous.
But there's a moment where you go, actually, look how easy that is. You could just have one leg, nothing tier. You know what I mean? Talk about hitting it from the side.
Oh, my. All right. I was thinking in terms of, like, she's a little lighter to carry up the stairs romantically. Okay. Wait,
to throw her on the bed? What are you?
Oh, my God. I'm dead. Okay. What about this barbecue date?
Okay. So
you're at the barbecue
talking,
place.
I'm being charming. Yes. She's laughing. Everything's going great.
You like her.
I like her. Yeah. It's cool. We have rapport is going on.
Yeah.
And she's looking at the menu and she says these words. She goes, oh, you know I'm vegan, right?
Oh, my gosh. And you took her to a barbecue place?
In my mind, I was like, no, bitch. If I had known you were vegan, I would have taken you to the salad hut.
Or I would have taken you to a field.
Yeah. Well, I would have got some barley, some wheat.
Oh, my gosh.
You know what I mean?
Gosh.
I'm just give me the benefit of the doubt.
How did you not know she was vegan? You guys, it didn't come up in conversation.
Yeah, this is what I'm saying.
But usually vegans are the first to tell everybody.
Yeah.
Well,
they come
out
like, I'm a Virgo, I'm vegan, blah, blah, blah. I have a dog, you know, whatever
right,
it is.
Right. So what happened? You're at the barbecue place. Now, all she can eat is coleslaw and corn.
But I'm looking at her, and I'm so like, this is, you're crazy.
You can't date a vegan?
No, it's not the point.
Uh-oh.
I can't date somebody that doesn't realize how dumb this situation is.
Oh, to let you go there
yes.
and sit down.
Yes, when we're walking in, it should have been a thing.
When there's
like,
a pig roasting behind the counter.
Right. Just give me one of these. Like,
I am vegan. Can we go to the Tender Greens next door?
This would be great, but I'm sure they have good sides. Can we just, or say some shit like, hey, can we look at the sides and let me see if, you know. I like, you know, it's like, I know women, I believe women have a trouble sometimes being straightforward with men because they think that our reaction is going to be so.
Oh,
like,
she's high maintenance
or,
she's
or whatever
like,
that
yeah,
kind of
yeah,
thing.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying that I'm just telling you, like, I think it's better to be like, I don't like this or that. Be straight up.
Right.
I think it's better to don't be a coward about just because you don't want to deal with this other person's feelings and emotions.
Right.
And if a guy turns out to be an asshole, well, you
then
know
fuck
what?
Him. He's not the
exactly.
guy for you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you found out like right up top. You know, it's like when you're like I like when somebody says, like, say you're talking to somebody online, or you don't even do this anymore, but if, like, you're saying, I like when a girl will say some stuff, like, right away, like I say, hey, well, what are you, whatever, and then she's like, well, normally my boyfriend and I, like, right away,
right,
hitting you with the, like,
right,
you know, so
right.
that's like, oh.
You're like, okay, you know? Okay, see ya. Yeah. You're married? Okay.
Oh,
good, yeah.
Oh, right. Like, right. Hit me with that. I can't stand, like, talking with somebody for a whole period of time.
And then all
and
of
then
a sudden
they
they're
hit
like,
you with
oh, my seven husbands. You're all, what?
Yeah.
Husbands?
Oh, I got to go because my husband is about to pick me up. Like, what are you talking
oh,
about?
Oh, my God.
You didn't know. But that's just people love attention.
Have you had that happen?
No, I've had, like, this kind of, like, where I'm like, well, hold on. Now I'm the creep. I'm the crazy person. And don't act like you didn't know what was going on.
And there's no pictures of him on her profile. It's just all selfies.
Oh, my. That's
those girls are the worst.
Yeah, well, that's like any Instagram model that's dating. They don't have the boyfriend on there.
Or the kid.
You know what I mean? But I get it. That's part of the business.
Yeah.
It's business to be single and hot, and you got to have all your sexy pictures online. And you know, so I get it. So then it's like, but it's okay to say to the guys that are like, you know, in the DMs acting crazy, it's okay to be like, hey, thank you for, I love the support. I know, but it's like, I actually have a boyfriend.
I love the support.
And I'm pretty
thanks
loyal.
Thanks so much for the support.
But that's what it is.
I'm glad you like my tits. Means a lot.
Yeah. Wow. I hope you're enjoying them. And,
so what
you know,
did you do with the vegan girl?
It was just like one of these things where I was like, I'm ordering barbecue. Like, you know what I mean?
You ordered an entire pig and ate it in front
of
her.
I had them kill the pig
on
the
can
table.
You bring it alive? Yeah. Oh, no.
And I held it down. Kill it, bitch.
No, it's all,
no, but it was just like, she ordered what you want. But I just thought to myself, like, this is going to be one of these things where I'm going to find it. This, wow. This, you're one of those?
Nina's licking my face. I'm a furry.
I little. Are you like little guys?
Hell no. No, she's funny. She's like my baby, so she gives me kisses.
Yeah. No, I get it. You're
you're like, you're a freak.
You're a dog person. Dog people like have this thing where they just like, you know.
We just let our dogs like fucking do whatever they want. Okay.
And she comes over and licks me.
That's the worst of dates you've had? You had a girl end up being vegan and then you had another girl that talked about herself too much?
Yes.
You've never had any crazy shit happen where a girl
I never had wish I had like crazy experiences like that. I guess my worst, if to stick with the theme, I guess my worst first will always be like when I first started doing comedy and the places that I had to go.
Oh my God. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, guys. That's going to get so insane. Please listen to my ads. If you don't, you can fast forward through them. But please don't, because I make them funny. I do them funny for you guys. So we're going to be back with Eric Griffin. He's going to talk about some more of his worst first. Stay tuned.
My ads are so funny.
Okay, we're back. I hope you guys liked my ads.
Oh, was that it? Oh.
Yeah, it's not a real break. It's not real life. It's not real life here in Hollywood, okay?
Do I get to get some water? What do I do?
No, you get nothing. Do you have to pee?
No.
What do you have to do? Okay. Guys, we're here with Eric Griffin, who actually has a podcast, too, called Riffin' with Griffin.
Riffin' with Griffin.
And make sure to follow that. It's on, where is
YouTube, iTunes, Spotify,
and you film
everything.
Yours, too. Yeah,
yeah, I do. I do audio and video,
good,
so you can check me out on, like, Spotify and all those places.
Right.
Google, everywhere.
I love it. Yeah. You're just killing it. You're
everywhere. Well, I mean, it's like, that's the thing we have to do now, so it's like, you know, I'm just behind the curve again. So
no,
I thought, you know, it's like, I'm saying you have to have a Twitter, you have to have an Instagram, or you have to have those
two.
So now, as a comic, you also have to have a podcast. Because it's a way to get your personality out and for people to, like, you know, look.
Hey, I've only done like 20 episodes so
far. I'm on episode 40. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and you already have like, you know, 75 million followers.
It's been great.
Yeah,
I'm
look
so
at you.
Grateful. Like, honestly, I am like so grateful.
I get it. But
it's so fun.
Because the people that liked you already, the people that liked you, you know, for what you were doing before, this is an extension of that.
And I mean, even the people that hate you, they're like, I want to listen to this bitch and fucking about. Hate this motherfucking big dumb bitch.
Oh my God, the trolls, man.
The trolls are my favorite.
Oh,
they're
God.
Like they're in it.
Yeah, they really
they're in
are.
It
they're
even
invested.
More than the people that love you.
Yeah,
they're like uh-uh.
And then they go to
then they go to
Reddit. You know,
oh my,
that's
God.
Where like that's
Reddit
like,
is so scary.
But I respect Reddit trolls. I was saying this on my other podcast. Reddit trolls, because you have to act. Reddit trolls is like a biker bar. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't just go into a biker bar.
Right.
You can't just walk in looking normal. People are like the whole place stops and looks at you like, what are you doing in here?
Right.
You know, that's what Reddit is like. If you're not a Reddit person,
don't belong in there.
You don't belong in
They'll
there.
They'll tear you apart.
Yeah.
They will tear you.
Don't come weak in Reddit.
There was like a Reddit post about like my boobs or something one time, or a chain or something. And I like went in there and tried to be like an anonymous account and been like, I think she seems nice. And everyone was like, the fuck
out of here.
You fucking white knight. You fucking idiot. Fuck you. I hope you fucking choke on your own dick and die. I was like, first of all, don't have a dick. But yeah, thanks anyway. Thanks. Literally ripped me the fuck apart. I was like, okay, anyway, never doing that again. But you were saying, so you have worst first about some of the worst places you've had
like
to go
to
do
when
comedy.
When I first started doing comedy, it was like I had to go to these Tribble runs. This guy named David Tribble, and it was in Montana. So it was like I had to go to like, yeah. So
the
I had to
old
go.
Elk Lodge.
Yeah.
There's like 400 dead animals on the wall.
It was like my very first stand-up, like on the road, out of California stand-up, you know. First I had to fly to Utah to meet with the headliner, okay. And then he had a suspended license, So I had to drive, you know, so we drove from Utah to Montana, Helena, Montana, the capital of Montana.
Jesus.
And, you know, we pull in after like a 8-hour drive, whatever it was. And
it's all welcome to Helena. Her head's off. It's like
it's snowing. It's like first of all, I've never driven in snow. So I'm just out here doing it. You know what I mean? But I was like, at that time, I was so like, oh my God, I'm on the road.
Yeah, road
doing
dog.
It. Yeah, I'm a road dog. He had a dog with him. Aww. You know what I mean? He had this boxer. Cute dog.
Cute.
You know, but it was like, the boxers have anxiety. So it was like a whole thing the whole trip. Where
they do?
Boxers have serious like separation anxiety. So that dog did, for, you know.
So if I was a dog, I'd probably be a boxer.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You'd just be like, ooh, yeah. And you know how you like to push? You do this thing where you push people.
I push people when I laugh. I'm Elaine from Seinfeld.
Yeah,
I hit people.
The worst, though.
If they make me laugh, the worst.
Yeah, you're like, just like, good.
Don't bring me to a party. Don't introduce me to your new friends that are funny. Like, they will hate me because I will punch them. And they'll be like, why'd your friend hit me? I just met her. Yeah.
So we pull in them, Helena.
Okay.
And the show's at the hotel. It's like a Holiday Inn.
Oh, boy.
So there's a bar in the Holiday Inn.
A Holiday Inn show?
Yeah. So I get to the, you know, the hotel's relatively nice. You know, it's Helena. It's snowing. It's a beautiful winter wonderland, I'm thinking. Right. You know, I get down to the bar area where the show is just to look. I go, okay, nice looking bar. I guess I see where they're going to do the show. Uh-huh. Showtime comes. I come down. There's like 9 people in the crowd.
All right.
You know? Because I'm thinking, oh, man, we're going to sell this
out. Yeah, we're going to sell the shit out of this Holiday
Everybody
Inn.
In Helena is coming to the show.
These 7 rooms are going to be filled. Yeah, I'm dead. I love it.
It's like 9 people, you know, and the guy's like, the barkeep looks over at us. He's like, you guys ready? You know? And I was like, are you not going to wait for more?
People?
More people coming?
Yeah.
You know, he was like, this is a good crowd.
Is there a bunch of people in the bathroom? Yeah, what's going on?
He's like, this is the best crowd we've had in a while. You know, it's that kind of thing.
Oh,
you know, and then he goes on stage and he's like, all right, everybody, just want a reminder that the sign up for the dart tournament is, you know, it's Thursday. Don't forget karaoke's on whatever. And then tonight, you know, it's comedy night with these one of these guys is from L.A., I think, right? You from L.A.?
Oh, my God. Shouting off the stage.
Yeah.
You're standing right there.
Yeah. He's like, Eric, right? It's good. So, all right.
Give it up for Peter. I said it was Eric. God damn it.
Yeah, so I go on, and it was such a weird experience because I was like, I go on stage, and I look at this crowd who's just kind of like, you know, who are you?
Right.
And then I look the way I look, so they're just like, you know, you're not one of us. You know,
yeah,
that kind of look.
What's up with those weird glasses? It's not, who are you, Malcolm X? Like,
you know, so then I just was like, but that was like, it was the worst, but it was also the best. Because I was like, oh, this is what it really is like.
Yeah.
And then we just proceeded to go to shit town from shit town to shit town.
And it was horrible.
And it was just like horrible
Nobody
experiences.
Laughed.
Yeah. Like I remember like.
Someone was just like in the back.
Driving. I know.
A
guy sweeping. Like, you guys done?
He's sweeping the stage while you're
almost,
on it.
We almost died twice.
What?
Okay. So I'll never forget this. So like we're getting off the freeway on off ramp. Okay. Mm-hmm. In Montana late at night. There's snow. It's ice. Okay, so this on-ramp, off-ramp goes to like a highway, I hit the off-ramp, lock the brakes.
On ice?
And we start to just, we're sliding towards this highway.
Highway.
This highway, right?
Oh, no.
Stop in the middle of the highway and I'm like, oh, fuck. I back up, right after I back up, the biggest semi-truck you've ever seen in your life. I was like, we would have died, you know, we would have died. And I was like,
killed.
Yeah. And I was like, yeah. Oh my God, you know,
that's scary.
And it happened. So then this guy, this comedian, he was like, you know, he's this white guy. And like, he likes to argue about, at the time he liked to argue about race stuff.
Uh-huh.
You know, like right now he'd be one of these guys that might be like, you know. You know, Trump's got the economy looking good. You know, You know what I mean? Like just find the good things. And so
trying to trigger people.
Yeah, so we were just, and it was like one of those type of arguments where it was like people. It was like at the time it was like, well, you know, quarterbacks need to be white because they're smarter and
oh
like
my
you know.
God.
It was like that. So we're having this great back and forth. We're driving in the middle of this, you know, late at night, and we're going. I'm in this car. It's packed with all this stuff because you know
boxers all.
Yeah, they get the dogs, but you know, and I'm just like, boom, we're back and forth, and then I hit like a thing, and the car turned
it's
sideways.
All person, you're all hit a thing.
I don't know what happened, but the car started to slide this way. We started to slide, and it was like right at that moment where we're about to boom, and then the car's gonna tumble like this, right? But it was, and then I don't know what it is. Maybe it was all my years of watching Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah,
you know.
Oh my But
I was like, you know, hit the brake, hit the gas. And then it was like, got us back on track. You're right. And then right away I was like, you crazy. You don't know. You know. And I was like, and it wasn't until like after we went a little while that he was like, you know.
Yeah, that was intense.
He was like, man, we almost, you know, that was good driving,
what
man.
What kind of car was this?
I don't even remember.
Bald ass tires.
Yeah, but it wasn't like, it wasn't a good car.
Right.
I mean? And he had a suspended license.
Geo Metro with like a fucking window hanging off. Oh,
so it was like, and it was like experience after experience like that on that trip.
Is that the only time you've ever almost died?
Yes, that I can remember.
Have you ever gotten like really sick where you almost died?
I went to Costa Rica and I got food poisoning in and I thought I was going to die because it was just like.
That was the worst.
It was the first trip I'd went on with my girlfriend at the time.
No.
You know, and it was just like, and it was like a new relationship. So like she didn't know how to respond. I didn't know how to, you know, like, I just was like, I'm sick. I just made some joke that she didn't appreciate. So I was like, hey, you know, I'm not feeling well. And she was like, I don't care. You know, like that kind of thing.
No.
And then it was like, I was like, oh shit. Then it was coming out of everywhere. You know what I mean?
No.
You know, just,
what do you do?
You have to like release it all. You can't hold it in.
But how do you get better?
You just have to get it all out. You know, I just, that's what I did.
And how long did it last?
It was like 2 days. This was Christmas too. We went for Christmas, and it was like the third day that I finally was like, it was Christmas Day too. We had this dinner on the beach, and it was like beautiful. But I was still kind of like, we ended up salvaging a trip, but it was like, damn, getting food poisoning on vacation is
the worst.
Did
you know what you ate that caused it?
I don't know.
But she didn't get
just
sick.
Out there. That's the second. You know what? Another time I thought I was gonna die with food poisoning because I was in Syria, of all places.
What the fuck? Well, no fucking wonder. Like, I was in Costa Rica. We were eating butterflies. I got very, very
I had some
sick.
Monkey shit.
Yeah. They fed us a...
This time I was in Syria. I was doing like a... It was one of the first comedy shows ever in Syria. This was before... This was like almost 10 years ago now, you know? And, you know, it was a beautiful city, actually. What's the capital of Syria? Is it Damascus? No, is that?
I don't fucking know. I barely know what the fucking capital of California is. Get me out of here, I'm retarded.
Which is?
The capital of California?
Yeah.
Hollywood! No, isn't it like
Sacramento?
That's what I was going to say. Sacramento.
Damn.
I know, right? I don't even know where I am right now. Like, I get it. It's been a tough life. Okay.
And we went to this, like, special, like, this some weird.
Some prince's house.
It wasn't even that. No, actually, it was like on the side of a mountain. Like, this, like, fort that was carved into the mountain and this. Guy that was like, you know, showing us around was kind of like, it was one of these things where you couldn't know his name. You know what I mean?
Shit.
It was like kind of, you know.
You followed the masked guy to the
restaurant.
Yeah.
So they had like, at the time I wasn't even thinking like, oh, this is where they're going to kill the Americans, right?
Yeah,
but no.
Yeah.
And we had this like barbecue and all this food up there. And it's just one of these things where like, it's like when you go to a house party, I don't trust motherfuckers' food at a house party.
No, hell no.
You know what I mean?
Were you at a house party?
But it was equivalent to that. Because
okay.
It was like, you know, there was no restaurant around it. They, you know, they just brought the food up here and barbecued it. Like, I don't know if they cleaned it. I don't know if they, you know, so I ate some food and I remember I'm walking down the street because we're going to go to a thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I was like, I test fired a fart. I
and shit just blew back. It blew out your ass and killed a kid behind you.
I wasn't feeling well. I was like, is this a. And I was like, oops. Hey, guys, I'm not going. All right. So I went
Who
back
were
to
you
my.
With?
Andrew Sarukas and Ahmed Ahmed.
Okay. Yeah. Did he get sick?
No, they didn't get sick. You know what I mean? So it's something I must have had something specific.
Uh-huh,
you know,
uh-huh.
I'm back and I'm in the, all night in the room, just
Stop.
Just like
throwing
wow.
up.
Yeah, because when you have food poisoning, you really think like this is it.
This is it.
This
yeah.
is it. Because I have nothing
die.
Left in me.
Yeah.
You know, it's gonna be like an organ.
How do you live through it?
You just I don't even know.
You
when
get
I look
Gatorade?
Back on it. Yeah, you have to drink a lot of water.
Did you?
And just keep you know, and that keeps coming out too,
mm-hmm.
until you just feel okay. It's just a weird
it's
thing.
It's kind of crazy that
But you hear about now, you hear about those people that just died on vacation in like one of these like, you know, not Costa Rica, but someplace
like
that.
Oh, I heard like about that. They drank a drink from the mini bar.
Oh, whatever they're drinking.
A 7-Up and then they just die.
Yeah, they're just like, they're sick for 2 days and they're like, I don't know if this is right. You know, I guess,
and
what is the limit?
And then poisoned them.
Yeah.
That's
but it's happened a couple of times.
I know. It was like a couple and then it was a lady.
You're at some fancy resort where you think everything's okay.
Safe. I know, and it was a nice resort. That's what's scary. I bring my own shit a lot. Like, I'll bring my own snacks. I'll bring my own, like, little Gatorade.
Everywhere.
Like, not everywhere, but I am paranoid.
Yeah.
Plus, because I'm always freaking out. I hate traveling. It freaks me out because I'm just like, I need a hospital. Like, like, I need a normal hospital where people speak English. Like, I'm very, like.
Yeah, I know. That's a weird thing.
I can't
handle
it.
I totally get that, too.
I'm like,
imagine really being sick and then, like, having to, like, talk to a translator who's talking to the doctor.
Like, I can't even believe you were in Syria and you were having this happen. Like,
I didn't even think at the time, like, maybe I should go to the hospital. But I thought that might have made it worse. But I think I felt like this was one of those, like, oh, I feel my body saying, we just need to get this shit out.
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't think you were actually
gonna die. I didn't think it was like.
But you were like, I just don't.
When I look back on it, I know that feeling of like, oh, they're just trying to get this out.
Are you sweating and like, oh, that's the worst.
But actually, to tie that in with comedy, the worst feeling I've ever had was I was in Grand Rapids, Michigan at this comedy club. And I'm sitting in this like, weird hotel that's like way far away because they weren't paying the bills of the hotel, you know, whatever was going on with this club,
right?
So I'm being sequestered like out of town at this bullshit
Damn.
Hotel
where they're like, you're gonna stay at Uncle Timmy's. Who's Uncle Timmy?
Yeah.
It's just like some guy's house. Yeah.
But when you stay at a place that the name is hotel.
Oh my
I
gosh.
Can't.
Yeah, it's just they couldn't even get it a name. It's just fucking hotel motel.
It's just motel or hotel.
Yeah,
I'm out.
Yeah.
Okay, but anyway, so I'm out, and there's a Bob Evans in the parking lot, okay? That's like a Denny's type.
Right, right.
That's
that
it. There's nothing else around.
Yeah.
I'm in my room, and I have that food poisoning feeling.
No.
Where you get the chills.
Yeah, and you cold shivers.
You shiver. So I'm butt ass naked in my hotel room, under the covers, shivering. It's dark, and I'm thinking to myself, this is how I'm going to die.
No.
Like on some shit road gig.
Oh, no.
Where housekeeping's going to find me.
We found him in motel.
Right.
Which one?
House.
No, just motel. Just motel.
Housekeeping's going to find me and just kind of be like, we don't even know who he is.
Housekeeping just leaves you there. They're all.
It's going to be like Handmaid's Tale. They're going to like wrap me up and burn me.
Just another Thursday at the hotel.
Yeah. So, and I remember just being like sick like that, thinking to myself, oh, what am I going to do? That's the moment, even as a guy, when you're on the road by yourself, where
that's
you have moments of like, well, I'm literally in some town
by myself.
All by myself.
No, like,
there's no friends
safety.
Around. Yeah. There's no security
Who
here
do I
for
call
me.
For help?
Who do I call for help? What do I do? It's just like a weird. Imagine the days of doing comedy when there was no cell phone. Like, what were people doing, you know?
Dude, I can't even imagine it.
I remember the same triple run. I only did triple runs for a couple of years, and then it's just like, I just outgrew it. And
what's
even
a triple run?
The guy, Dave Triple in Montana.
Oh, triple, okay.
I remember this one time, he called me specifically. He said, hey, Erica, there's this female comic, and she wants to do the run, but she's scared to go by herself, like, with someone she doesn't really know.
Mm-hmm.
I think you guys have met a couple times, but I, you know, I'm the trustworthy one that, you know. And I thought about it when I was with her. I was like, oh, yeah, this is a nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, imagine you're a woman out in Montana. Mm-hmm. You pull up to some motel, you know. No, hell no. The weirdo. And then, like.
Enjoy your stay.
I know. And then the people at the show, they know where you're staying.
Yeah.
You know.
I thought she was funny.
Yeah.
You want to go over there, Jeb?
Yeah.
Go meet her?
Let's go find her.
The guy's always named Jeb.
And then, like. And then
I'm going to go over there. I'm going to go give her. I'm going to show her my one-eyed snake.
And they're knocking on your door.
Hey, it's
that's
me.
That's outside.
It's me. It's Jeb and Pete.
Remember me from the third row?
We thought she was funny. I want to show you something funny in my pants. Yeah.
So I'm traveling with her, and I realized it was like, oh. And I was like, oh, this isn't fun. Then it's not fun for me either. Like, what, now I'm responsible?
Because she was miserable.
It's not that she was miserable.
But
it just was like,
scared.
Yeah, I could tell that it was like.
Uneasy.
You know, but she was feeling, like, I think I made her at ease.
Mm-hmm.
So then I thought to myself, oh, so I got to be the dad
now?
Yeah, I'm like, I can't just be like, yo, I'm out. I'll be back.
No.
You know, I got to be like.
That polo and those glasses, you're the fucking dad. Daddy. I thought I was sitting here with my dad for a second. I wanted to give
this
you a
bitch,
hug.
Man.
I'm just kidding. No, I love him. Daddy. No, but you know what?
You got to be a rock star to get attention from her.
For real. These days, for real, that's all I look at now. My husband.
Is that, I was about to say, are you like looking at like
no,
Mick Jagger?
No. No, but he's still got it.
Keith Richards. You're looking at all these people now like, let me see what they got going on.
Keith Richards is pretty beat up, but you know.
Are they all beat up?
It's sad, but you know, they lived hard.
I know. So they had a hard time.
They've lived
from like 74 to like 92.
Dude, they've done like every drug you've ever imagined. They fucked.
Does your husband even remember you?
I know. Where I come home, he's like, "Who's this?" I'm like, "It's me, honey. Give me a kiss."
You have to have that ceremony every other day.
I know, right? It's like dating someone new all the time because he's like, "Who are you again?" No, he does. He totally remembers me. Actually, it's so funny. He doesn't do any drugs. People are like, "Oh, is he like a big drug addict?" I'm like,
no, at this point now, not at 56.
No, he's totally like normal.
That's
like,
why he was like, you know, he was like, "I need to get married."
Yeah.
He went on his phone. He was like, "Her. I want her."
Right? I know, right? On Raya, he picked me out. It's like 90 Day Fiancé.
Yeah, I want her.
Yeah.
No, it's Raya. So how intimidating is Raya?
It's the best. Ugh. No, you hate
I saw Paris Jackson on Raya.
She's cute.
I know, but.
I know.
What?
Michael Jackson's daughter.
I swiped. I was like, okay, let me see.
She fucking never got that acceptance.
Imagine. And then hopefully she's a Workaholics fan too. So she's kind of like, because that's just a funny thing to say, like, check out Montez trying to. Look at Montez trying to smash.
Slide in. Yeah. Oh my God.
I take my shots.
Y'all, I'm just trying to go to Neverland Ranch. I ain't trying to fuck you. Yeah.
Actually, you know what? Can I give you one last really bad,
the
worst?
Whatever you want. We can be here as long as
okay, well, here's a really bad worst. And this is like, this is on me. Okay.
It's your fault.
This is my fault. Okay. I've talked about it on my podcast, but I think that you have a lot of female.
Yeah.
You know, so I was like, I want to just put this out there.
For sure.
Okay.
You're all, "I raped a girl." No, cut.
I know.
Cut. I was kidding.
The cops come get me.
And the podcast,
no. So I'm on, you know, you're on Tinder, right? And then like a lot of times people have like, "Oh, here's my Instagram."
Yeah.
Here's my, you know. Yeah. So this one girl, she's young, 20, 19, whatever it was, you know what I mean? Of age.
Yeah.
And she's like, "If you like my art, you know, check out my art
on
Instagram."
Tinder?
Yeah, but go to my Instagram
for my art.
Yeah. Right? So I go.
It's all nipples. She's like, "I'm a nipple artist."
Actually, pretty dope artist.
Oh, great.
Okay, like I was like, so I went into the DMs.
Paintings?
Yeah, I was like, paintings and stuff. I say, "Hey, really nice art." "Oh, thank you." Right?
"Now let me see them titties." I'm just kidding.
Not that. But daddy took a shot.
Oh, no. Daddy, why? Why did that, Daddy?
Listen, and it was like, it was bad. You know what I mean? Like, just like, what?
What did you say? What did you follow up with?
I was saying, like, it was like, I was saying, like, dumb things. You know what I mean?
No.
Like, and then it was like, here's what happened.
My brother does this shit.
I said something, and she was like, do all comedians make women uncomfortable? So that's the moment that I went, "Oh, this isn't going to go the way I thought it was going to go."
You're reeling back then.
You know what I mean? Like, whoa, sorry. No, yeah. I really was like, and I'm just saying like, "Hey, I know comedians are awkward." But then it was like, it's too late. It was already down to like, you, blah, blah, blah.
Do you remember what you said?
I remember one of my dumb pickup lines.
Oh, what is it?
Okay, this is.
Give it to us.
Are you ready for this one? "You like a corn dog?"
Wait, that's the whole pickup line?
Because you just dipped in sex. Dipped in sexy. It's terrible.
Wait.
But I was being funny.
Do you like
in
a
my
corn
mind.
Dog? Keep going, because I'm confused.
Because you know when you have a corn dog, you got to dip it in the corn dog sauce, and when you pull it out, it's all covered.
Uh-huh.
That's you. You dipped in a sex sauce. You know what
Wait,
I mean?
So what's the line?
Brittany.
Do you like corn dogs
because
you dipped in sex?
No, Brittany. I don't remember the wording, but it was bad.
Oh, okay. I was like, is this an actual line?
No, it doesn't matter. I was just being funny.
I mean, I do love corn dogs. This could work on me.
You that kind of
do
chick?
Do you love corn dogs? I'm like, hell yeah.
It wasn't like that. It was just a bad. It was one of these things where here's the real problem.
It'd be funny if you said, "Do you like corn dogs?" And she was like, "Yeah, good, because I'm corny as hell."
Which is exactly what it was, okay?
I love that, though.
But here's the thing, though. It's like, here's the problem. I'm just reaching out to all guys. Don't dip your foot in the water if it's cold.
Ooh,
okay?
Good point.
Only message somebody if you get a swipe back.
Right.
Or if you get any kind of like, there's got to be double tap on on a hey, something.
Yes.
You know, and so I went in cold. Bad. I'm way older, but I've had the same interaction with others, and it was fine.
Great, yeah.
Because it was just like, "Oh, you're funny. I know who you are."
Know,
you know,
yeah.
You never know. Yeah. So this is one of those ones that went terribly wrong, and then it just turns into like, and I even say like, "Yeah, I'm awkward." You know, even my ex girlfriend. You know, I probably traumatized her, and then the response to that is like, "Oh, do you think this is funny to say that you've traumatized women?" It was like that kind of thing. Then I was like, oh, I'm talking to somebody really like that has no wherewithal.
That I'm kidding.
That doesn't understand humor or even if you think somebody's not funny,
right?
You can still understand that they're trying to be funny.
Yeah.
As opposed to being like, oh my God, I can't believe it was that kind of thing. Then I was like, oh no, I really made a mistake here,
mistake.
So then I try to, let me just unsend all these messages and dip out. Too late. Then her friend hits me up.
No!
You should be ashamed of yourself.
She's all lunch with seven girls. They all start messaging you. She's Attack of the Crows.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
She was like, it's the funniest thing she did with this girl. She's like, you're a bozo. Which was like such a great snap. You
calling
know what I mean?
Like, someone a bozo,
she's like, you're
is
a
the
bozo.
Best. That's the best.
But then even goes even further to say, like, she's like, because I just have I put a P.O. box on my for my podcast, you know? Uh-huh. And then she's like, and do you think anybody's going to send you anything to your dumb P.O. box? And I was like, well, actually, yeah, a lot of people send me things.
Like, I just got some really dope hot sauce.
I'm just like, you know, I got some corn dog recipes. Like, hey, bitch, like, you know. But it was like one of these things where I go, and I try to be as respectful as possible, being like, hey, I made a mistake.
And they just kept.
I own it. And they wanted it to keep going. You know, then they put it on Twitter.
No.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But it's like, so it was just like one of these things where I was like, damn.
And this was the artist?
I made him. So then like people are, you know, and of course the friends are piling in. Like the guys are like, oh, Montez is trying to get, you know what I mean? And then the other people are like, oh, this is corny or whatever it is like that. You know, it was funny, the reactions.
Damn, she posted it on Twitter?
Yeah.
That
it was like
savage.
I know. But it's like,
girl, just let him go.
That's one of those things. Yeah, but that's the sign of like immaturity.
Yeah.
It's the sign of like somebody that's like, you know, I get, because I don't give a fuck.
She wanted to drag you.
Right.
That was her enjoyment for the
day. Right.
Yeah.
But like I say, I don't give
you
a fuck.
Care,
Daddy's doing okay.
You just tweet that back.
You
Daddy's
I mean?
Still good.
I could have said a number of things
but
that I didn't say because I was like, I get it.
Right.
Because then the other girl, the friend, is all like, you know, you don't understand. You men make women feel uncomfortable all the time, just like this and this kind of stuff. And it just goes down this rabbit hole of like, you know, it's like, okay.
She took out all her issues that she's ever had with any
I took
on
one for the team.
Yeah, you took one for the
I took one
the
for
whole
the
football
yeah,
team.
I took one for the team, but it was like that was like a terrible, the worst and it was like I'm like, oh, I learned a lesson from that. And then also being like a pseudo celebrity, you have to watch what you say anyway.
Be careful.
You know, this is great. This is actually, I have another one like this.
Go, please.
So a lot of times, like I talk to everybody.
Right.
If you send me a message, because people think like, I love when people say to me, they go, oh man, I can't believe you responded.
You're
I'm like
why?
You have no idea. You're the only person that messaged me.
Literally no one else is messaging me.
So I'm like, I always go,
I was
hey,
actually excited to get your message.
Like, this is great. You know,
like,
hey, how you doing? Yeah. You know what I mean? And so like, so then this like, this girl sends me a message. She's like, I'm a fan. We're messaging back and forth. Yeah. I don't know. But she looks, obviously she's young, a young girl, but I don't realize how young. Okay.
Oh, no.
So she's talking to, but here's the thing. Her picture's on her page, provocative as fuck.
I'm telling you, 15-year-olds. Out here looking like they're 40.
I'm talking about really provocative.
I know.
I'm saying like, I'm going to be in whatever town and I'm like, well, maybe you should come to the show. And she's like, well, you know, I'll still be at school. She mentioned school or something. So I make a joke. I go, well, what are you, 12? You know? And then she hits me back and goes, no, I'm actually 16.
Oh,
and I was like,
boy.
I was like, ah. And then these are the words I used. And if I had to do it again, I wouldn't use these words.
Yeah.
But I said, then you really need to get these underage titties off the internet. Okay, and then it was like funny. Like I'm like, all right, you know, good luck. You know, that's all. Okay.
Yeah.
Cut to like I don't know, maybe even a year later. This is before I even started dating my girlfriend. I get a message from this dude. Okay, he's actually hitting me up on a bunch of things. Pedophile. You know, he's saying all these things about me, right? And then he's like, then I get this tweet. You know, you better hit me up in the DMs or I'm gonna ruin your life. He's hitting me up on Instagram like, you have 24 hours to get back to me or your life is over, you know? And I'm like, what the fuck is this about, you know?
Yeah.
So then he sends me the messages. He's like, look, this is my little sister, you know? And he goes, what do you want to do about it? You know what I mean? That's what he says. What do you want to do about
it?
So I have to look up. I'm emailing the FBI now.
Right.
No,
right.
Real. And I look up extortion.
Yeah.
And I send this to him.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
What you're doing is actually a
he
crime.
Was like, you need to pay me to make sure.
That's what
he
was saying. What are you going to do to make sure that this doesn't? This motherfucker don't know is I'll tweet the shit out, bitch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I have.
You didn't know how old she was.
And it's not like I was like seeking out like, hey, let's fuck. Nothing
yeah.
like that.
Right,
you know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
But this is just some loser idiot that's like, but pissing me off about it is you actually don't give a fuck about your sister.
Yeah, you just want money.
You were just trying to extort me from money
wow.
using Me Too, which he mentioned a bunch of times. You know, in the Me Too era, this could ruin you, that kind of thing. I'm thinking to myself, wow, you loser piece of shit.
That's so sad.
You know what I mean? So like, I
mean,
have
it's
to like,
sad
I,
on both ends.
So I have to now. I have to email with the FBI
yeah,
to
yeah.
be like, hey, here's this guy who I because it's like I don't know what's gonna happen.
How
like,
do you even email the FBI? By the way,
oh, you go to the website. They have like a support. Like you know, you
stop.
Yeah, you have like yeah.
You can go to FBI.com.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
email
yeah. There's
them.
Like contact. You know, like
stop.
Different departments or whatever it's like that. So I gotta let this guy know. Like I'm like, hey, okay. So guess what? I am, you know. This is a real thing. You're this is illegal.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, good luck with whatever you want to do. I'll, you know, put it out. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Block.
Yeah.
Never talk. Now, the next time I heard from him, this is great. It's the first time I'm even telling this story
wow.
altogether.
Wow.
But the first time I heard from him again was when like, okay, so again, uh-huh. I'm on Instagram. All right. I'm talking with some girl. She's hot, you know?
Yeah.
She got a kid, though. I could tell she's got a kid.
Uh-huh.
So, because that's the kid is on her Instagram a lot, you know?
Yeah.
But she looks young, so I could tell, like, oh, she had this kid when she was young.
Yeah.
So we're talking back and forth and we're flirting. She's getting naked on her Instagram.
You asked her how old she was this time, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, this, yeah.
You should open up
well,
every.
She's got a kid.
Yeah. Well, hey, have you seen 16 and
the
pregnant?
Kid's 10.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, okay. All right.
I thought I was good on
okay,
this one.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So she's like, and she's being like nasty. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
She's like, you know, oh, she said she goes in the bathroom and she's like butt ass naked on the Instagram showing me pictures. You know, like, and I'm like, okay, cool. So now we're chatting for like, I don't know how long.
Mm-hmm.
We're chatting for like, for months.
Mm-hmm.
But in the process, I remember this. This was so funny because now I look back on it and I know what it was now. So I asked her for her, I said, well, give me your number because I'm old.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay? So I'm like,
yeah.
I want your phone number.
I'd like to call you on my rotary phone.
Yeah. And it's a silly thing. It's like the millennials and the older generation, they have this fight about how you communicate.
Right.
And I feel like millennials, like, they just don't know how to communicate.
Mm-hmm.
And then they say dumb things like, oh, I'm not big on social media. Like, so,
right.
And not realizing that social media and the direct message function on those apps are not the same thing.
Right.
The DM is actually a communication tool.
Right.
Equivalent to email, texting,
right,
or calling.
Right.
So treat it as such.
Right.
Anyways, I say to her, she goes, oh, she goes, well, I only give my number to like my for business and my really personal
friend.
And then I use Instagram for everything else.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was ridiculous. And we have a whole discussion about it.
Right.
All right. Cut to. I'm still talking and flirting. We make plans, but it breaks every day. Something always comes
right,
up.
Right, right.
Cut to, I get a message from a guy.
Oh,
by the way,
no.
on her stories, the guy always is there. There's a guy. So I assume, I go, oh, is that the baby daddy? And she's like, yes. These are the words she used, Brittany. We're good friends.
Hmm.
You know, we've known each other since very young, and then I got pregnant, and now we're like best friends. She made it very clear
that they were friends.
That they were
she
friends.
She used the friend word.
Yes.
Okay.
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 And but I know how a guy is. I'm mm-hmm. looking at this picture, and then this dude is always on the DM.
Oh,
on
it's
the
her
story.
Husband or a boyfriend.
Yeah,
for sure.
Sure enough, I get the call.
Oh no.
I get the DM from the dude. Mm-hmm. Hey, I saw your corny ass messages to my woman, and I was like, yo, dude, like I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Let a player play. Like, don't
yeah.
get mad at me.
Yeah.
I think it is so ridiculous when people get mad at the person
yeah.
that your spouse or boyfriend, girlfriend is cheating on you with.
And she said that he was her friend. If she said that, that's fucked up.
And he's going on and on and on. Now, by the way.
Did you tell him?
So, yes.
He said you were
I was trying
my
to tell
friend.
Him. But this is what happened. So,
friend.
he wants to put on his story about it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then that crazy guy, this the brother of the sister, he somehow
saw it.
Oh yeah, that guy's a pedophile. He and then this guy, he puts that up and like he can't be. Then I was like, I'm out. I checked
no.
out. I was like, I blocked you. I blocked him. I blocked the girl.
The moral of the story
and I was out.
You got to be so careful these days because girls do look older than they are.
Not even just about
and
that.
And they act older than they are.
They try to act older than they are.
And so you, like, honestly, any advice to anyone in my audience right now who's listening to this horror story, because it is a horror
story. It's a horror story. Because it could have been a lot. It could have been a situation.
Worse.
Look at
me.
I'm talking about it. It still could be. I don't know.
Look at who, if you met up with her, you'd have been horrible. I wouldn't have.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. I wouldn't have.
Now on, if when you guys or girls or whatever, even for women, I mean, I see all these teachers in the news who are going to jail for sleeping with their like 13-year-old students, but women teachers.
What I'm saying is once you get to that point, this is completely different.
Yeah.
This is completely different where like you're because on the internet you can interact with so many people from different age ranges.
Right.
You know, so to my point is like I can clearly see that this is somebody young.
Right. You know what I mean? Right.
Like if she's 18, 19 or 20, like I'm not going to get into a relationship with this person. You know what I mean? Like I'm interacting with fans or whatever it is like that, right? You know, it's like being a creepy old guy is like a 20-year-old still hot? Yeah, they look sexy. So you're like, "Hey, what's up?" You know what I mean? I mean, it is what it is, you know, but it's like you have to know your audience, like know who you're talking to and be aware of like, and you just can't say whatever the hell you want to say anymore.
No, you can't. You got to be so careful. I mean, because literally you're not the first person I've heard, like, you know, we have friends who girls will message these guys and they look older than they are and they'll talk to these girls for a while. And then like somewhere down the line, the girl goes, "Oh yeah, I'm 16 or I'm 17 or... You know, and people are like,
and you have
horrified.
A history of, you're like, you look back and be like, what did I say?
It's horrifying and it's scary. And you need to, like, honestly, guys, just be careful for yourselves. Like, you need to make her send her a picture of her fucking driver's license.
Yeah.
Like,
and even then it could be a fake.
Even then it could be a fake. You know, it's like, you gotta just protect yourself because there are people out there. That, you know.
Yeah, they're just trying to do whatever they're trying to do. And
it's young girls who just want attention and they don't know and they're just like, "Oh, I like this attention," and like, you know, like they're just young and it's hard. I mean, it's scary. The internet is made into a scary place for a lot of people.
And then there's no honor in it either. Because look at these, the other girls were like, "Oh, we're just gonna put this out," you know, like, you know, you go, "Oh, there's no code.
There's no respect. There's no..."
Like, tell me off. You know, you had your friend tell me off. She tried to bully me. You bozo.
I love that. I do love bozo.
I love that, too. Like,
I do love bozo.
Bozo was hilarious.
Bozo's hilarious.
You know what I mean?
But I will say, like, you know, like, in times of this, like, the internet, just for your own protection, like, I mean, fuck. Like, especially if you're a single dude or a single girl, you know, you never know who you're talking to.
And, for real.
People put pictures up.
I know.
It's not them.
Oh, but you know what I get? You know what I get when I'm talking to somebody, like, you know, even if you match with somebody, whatever.
Yeah.
This is the one I get. They'll say, like, "Hey, can you send me a picture with, like, you know, three fingers up?"
Oh, yeah, to make sure it's you.
I'll do it.
I've had people be like you know, "Show today's newspaper." I'm like, "Well, I don't even read the newspaper."
What is this, proof of life?
Yeah. That's, yeah.
You know, so I, but
because
I get it.
There's so much of
it's
what you went through with
there.
This,
yeah.
And then there's so much of, you know, just people fake catfishing, pretending they're someone they're not.
But by the way, I don't.
Pretending they're older than they are, pretending they're younger than they are, pretending they're not girls, guys, whatever.
But I also want to say that I don't want to just put it on that. Mm-hmm. I want to also say, like, my own responsibility is to, like, you know, watch what you say.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, it's like, you know,
tread
lightly.
Yeah.
Like, the learn from that is like, not everybody's going to respond to being hit on. Not everybody wants to be hit on.
Nope.
Like, just because a girl has, like, you know, like, the five of the first eight pictures are, you know, bikini pictures.
That's not a,
it's not an invitation to say,
be,
like, yeah,
that I
means,
want it.
That means I
want
to fuck every guy on the internet.
Yeah, I know.
So it's like I'm taking my own, like, you know,
well,
pause.
That's good.
So it's like, you know, you just have to, like, you know, it just takes more steps is all.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you'd like to think that, like, it's direct connect. So it's like, "Oh shit, you looking good. You like me? I like you. Let's do this."
Yeah,
but it's like,
but
nah,
that doesn't work like
slow
that
it down.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
It's like almost
how
like
are you?
You almost gotta be like, "Hi." Like, a questionnaire has to go forward, you know? Instead of a swipe, it's gotta be like, when you swipe, it goes, boom, questionnaire.
Yeah.
"Are you looking for this? What kind of person are you?"
Yeah.
"Are you blah, blah, blah?" Then you go, "Okay, I finished your questionnaire." And you're like, "Okay, now you can swipe."
Right. I know. It's actually kind of, you know, the fact that Tinder and all that stuff, and, you know, people can go on there and say, "Yeah, I'm 18. excuse me, and there's no physical proof that these people are this age and stuff like that.
I know,
like that.
But
it's scary.
There's a certain maturity level that you have to have a sense of, mm-hmm. and that's the thing where it's like I think guys lose sight of, especially like if you're so as you get older, you know, you're talking mm-hmm. to somebody immature, you're talking to somebody
you know that
like
they're a kid.
They know that they're a kid because yeah. like it's like because I met my ex girlfriend on Instagram, mm-hmm. and we had a great start. You know, it was like you know it's like you know hey you know she liked some of my pictures, and I was like. You know, hey, what's up? I saw a little picture and I was like, damn, you fine. What's up? Yeah. You know, she was like, oh, I'm a fan of the show you're on and this kind of thing. And it was like, then we just started talking and it was uh-huh. gradual and it uh-huh. was great. And it turned into something beautiful.
Right,
you know what
right,
I mean?
Right.
So it was like, it can happen. So it's like, I'm not saying to guys, take your shot. But like, you know,
do it
sometimes you gotta know your audience.
Yeah. And you gotta be polite. Like, don't go in there like. You know, and I tell guys this all the time. Like, I mean, it's fun to be like whatever up front, I guess. But like most girls don't respond well to that. Like, like, I mean,
they don't.
90% of the time, the girl's going to be like, what are you doing?
What are
like,
you? Why did you,
you
say
know,
that?
Girls want to be like, my personal experience, girls want to be like romanticized. Like they want
courted.
To be courted. They want to have, we have this dream of like, you know, a guy coming along who is different than all the other guys and he's, you know,
he's
romantic and he cares about my feelings and my thoughts and my brain.
Imagine if all the guys you've been with before you got married, if you had actually looked for those things,
well, that's
how much happier you would have been.
That's why I dated the one guy because he seemed like he really cared
but that
about
was
my
the,
brain and
I know,
stuff
but,
like that, right?
But I'm talking about when you were 24.
Right, right. No, I mean, honestly, like, I wished, you know what I mean? Because we watch these, like, rom-coms and we watch these movies and we, like, see this love and we're like, I want a love like that. And, like, it's not realistic, to be honest.
Yes.
But girls do want that. So if you're a guy and you're trying to hit on a girl, you know what?
Make them feel like that.
Make them feel beautiful, not in a creepy way. Make them feel, like,
don't be
a creep about it. Just be like, you know, you're really beautiful. Beautiful is a word not really commonly used. People always say, you're hot.
Beautiful, gorgeous.
Beautiful, you're gorgeous. I really like your smile. I like your work. I like what you wrote here. Like, I know, but that's what
like
it is.
How
like
you,
like the, you know, like the art. Like, I love your paintings. You're so talented. Where did you learn
how to
paint
that? And by the way, just you don't also do that. But you also don't got to follow up with like, oh, I love your art. You don't follow up with, and nice titties.
Yeah, never. Never do that. Because then we know it's like, oh, okay.
This was Vegas.
You don't care
check
about
this out.
My
check
art.
This out.
Yeah.
Even if it's a line.
Yeah.
You know, put some thought into the line.
Yeah.
And then let the line linger for a while before you are automatically like go from like, oh, did my line work? All right, I'm in.
And
you know?
I think sometimes guys think like, oh, I don't care about that stuff. But like, if you give yourself a chance to ask someone, you know, genuinely about them, you'll be surprised how sometimes, like, you'll find, like, oh, actually, that's really cool,
like
you know?
Like I say, as a non-traditional handsome man, you know, okay? What I'm saying is, like, you say that, but, like, the thing is, the guys that even you yourself were going for from 19 to 26, those guys, they don't always have to do that.
Right. Right.
You know.
Like, it's not always going to work.
It's not always going to work. It's not. Yeah. But it's not a prerequisite.
Right, right.
For those guys to be charming and nice and all these kind of things. It's because, you know, there's like, we're just so hormonal and primal in our young years that, like, you know, it's like, I'll change him, you know. It's like, and then, like, and also, like, you know, I just think sex also gets in the way of, like, you know, what. The worst thing ever is to have great sex with someone that you just do not get along with.
Ooh, I've never had that.
You've never?
No, I've always
had an ex.
Uh-uh.
You just move on. You're a move on person.
No, I can't sleep with someone unless I'm totally into them.
Oh, well, good for you.
I'm like not interested unless I 100% am into that person.
Oh, see, I think that's an important. That's an important thing because we so easily connect with people. I think you can connect with anyone if you give yourself the opportunity.
Yeah.
I really think so. I really believe that you can, if you open yourself up to finding out about this other person and letting them find out about you, being vulnerable, being honest, a connection can spark. But we don't allow that to happen unless it's somebody that we find attractive. Outwardly attractive. We don't even give people a shot.
A chance sometimes.
We don't even give them a chance. And then that person that we found attractive, we don't even give them a chance to let us know how not compatible they are with us.
Yeah. You know what, though? I have girlfriends who were like me. I had a girlfriend who was dating a comedian who was not good looking. And she's beautiful. And she dated him because she thought he was funny.
Yeah.
Cool.
Listen, so that happens. I've been there.
Yeah. I've been there. That's my whole life.
That's my whole thing.
Stop.
Hey, listen, I know I'm adorable. I get it.
Aww.
You know what I mean? I know that when people like me, I know that, like, this is something I always do. Like, this is a funny thing because with my ex-girlfriend, I said, can I see the guys you've dated? Mm-hmm. Can I see pictures
of them?
You wanted
to see my Tommy asked to see my ex.
I
want to
see him.
Yeah.
The reason why I want to see him is because I want to see, like, I want to see your dad. I want to see what your dad looks like.
You look just like him.
I want to see what your dad looks like, and I want to see the guys you've dated.
Yeah.
And when I saw my ex-girlfriend's guys, I was like, oh, okay, you got a type. You know?
Really?
Yeah, I was like, oh, you got a type. Okay, cool. Because, like, if I get with a chick and I look at her exes and they're all pretty boys, something's up.
Scary, yeah. You know she's after something else.
I'm thinking, like, something's going on.
I have the most random exes, though. Like, I have, like, really handsome exes, really not handsome exes. I have, like, the whole gamut.
You're different because you are a weirdo.
I'm a weirdo.
You've been a weirdo for as long as I've known you. You know what I mean? Like, straight up. So it's like, I'm not surprised.
True.
Like, I'm not surprised. Like, you're not, like, let's say, like, normal is from here to here.
Yeah.
You don't
live
in these areas.
No, I don't. I live outside of it.
No, your parameters are like this.
Yeah.
And that's what makes us different from,
I'm
like, regular
so
society.
So weird. Yeah, I get it. No, it's true, because I showed Tommy, said the same thing. He's like, I want to see your ex-boyfriends. And when I showed him my last ex, he almost dumped me.
Right, because you know why? Because as a guy, you go, this is what you like?
He was like, are you fucking high? He was like, were you on drugs? Were you drugged? Like, he almost, like, broke up with me.
Like, my ex-girlfriend had a couple of, like, there was a couple of lookers.
Uh-huh.
There was a couple I was like, okay, here's the your handsome phase.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And there's other ones I was like, oh, and then her dad's like a big, ginormous guy.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, you like a little meat on him. You like some chunk.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You like, you know, and that's fine. You just need to know, like, where you stand. You know what I mean? Like I say to, like, there's somebody out there for everyone.
There is. My grandma used to say, there's a lid for every pot.
And even the type that you think you like, you'll find a type that likes your type. But the only way you're going to do that is if you put yourself out there. You have to be vulnerable and, like, open up, and you're going to find this thing. You're going to find it.
Yeah.
And you'll surprise yourself. You know what I mean?
You have to definitely want to find something and be open to the universe. And also, I noticed when I found my husband was when I kind of gave up, and I was kind of like, you know what? I'm just going to, like, let whatever happen. And I kind of just let life happen. And I got really focused on myself and was like, I'm going to really be the healthiest version of me as I can. And I'm going to try to do all this great stuff with myself. And then, you know, then he came along. So best advice of this podcast today is love yourself first. And then someone else will be able
to.
Well,
you know, the thing is, you got to be okay with yourself.
Yes.
You know? So you got to know that you're the prize.
Yes.
You know?
Second advice: don't give girls creepy messages. Try to be as charming as you can.
That's not even the first advice is, if you're gonna be online, you know, don't dip your toe in cold.
Yeah. Don't go for jumping in the water if you don't know what's in it.
You don't know what's in it. And that's my apologies. I say out again. I said to many times.
Yeah.
In the interaction.
Yeah.
I am sorry if I made you uncomfortable. Yeah. I totally get that.
Yeah.
I was just, you know, I just was being my silly self.
Right.
You know what I mean? I just, you know.
And some people don't take it well.
Exactly.
That's just life. I mean,
and that's why too. Also, older guys. Hey guys, you know, you got to remember that when you're talking to children.
Yeah.
You know, they're children.
I mean, young girls.
Yes.
Children, hopefully.
No. In the brain.
You're talking to young people.
Cut that out.
Yeah, cut that part out.
You're talking to
remember, guys, you're talking
minds.
To 6-year-olds. Yeah. All right, and Eric's off the podcast.
I know. It's like, no, you're talking. Yeah, you got to remember, like, people under 25, especially people under 25. Under 25,
anyone under 25
is just dumb
not.
As bricks.
They're not where you want them to be. I mean,
no,
I was, but.
Not.
You know, it just depends. I mean, I was very mature,
but you know.
Anyway, I love you. Thanks for being here.
Yes, thanks for having me.
And make sure to follow Eric's podcast, Riffin'
with
Griffin.
I'm going to have you on.
I would love to be on.
Yeah, if you can drive to, like, you know.
I can. Encinitas? Where is it?
Culver City.
Culver City. Oh, yeah, I can do that.
You're just a monster now. You're just like a shut-in.
I know.
You go from your Calabasas house
to here. Back.
You know what
back.
I mean? And now, and this is so great that now you're like, oh, I don't even have to audition. Why? Let me just do this.
Know,
this
I
is great.
Podcast.
This is, you know, and it's like, I'm talking to my people.
I have too much
that
stress.
I don't have to see.
I have too much stress that I, like, can't go anywhere else. Make sure to subscribe to his podcast. He's Eric Griffin on Instagram, right?
Yes. And just I'm Eric Griffin on everything.
On everything.
At Eric Griffin. E-R-I-K Griffin. G-R-F-F-I-N.
I love that. And thank you for being here.
Yeah, anytime.
Yeah, this was good. You know, and, you know, guys, I love and appreciate all of you. And thanks for listening. And make sure to like and subscribe on Instagram and tell all your friends and keep sharing this podcast. It has 5 stars on iTunes. I don't know if that matters or anything. My dad says it's good. And, yeah, that's out of 5, not out of 10. I'm really proud of it. And I wanted to read you guys some of these reviews we got over here. I got one 23 hours ago from Sam Danman. He says, "You're doing great. I love the mental health discussion because I'm struggling with anxiety and depression." Well, sending some love to you, Sam Danman. Totally loving it. Someone gave me 4 stars. Uh-oh. They said, "Currently binging this podcast after discovering it this week. Britt's hilarious and I laugh constantly. Love you, girl. Thanks for being so authentic and real." All right, I don't know why she gave me 4, but no explanation for 4. Then we got Randy Pants 38, 5 stars. "Love this podcast theme and the guest. Brittany's hilarious and so brave for talking about anxiety. Thanks, guys." Yeah, it's a lot. I almost wasn't able to come to my podcast today because I was having a panic attack, but really? I did it. I made it. Yeah, I made it. I made it out here. It says, let's see, LXO says, "Funniest podcast out there. I'm so obsessed with this podcast. In between the new episodes, I listen to all the episodes 3 times. It actually makes me look forward to my work commute in the morning. Brittany's hilarious. She always has a good rapport with her guests. By far the funniest podcast since Shane and Friends ended. I hope this podcast has a long future." Oh, I got a negative one. Should I read that one?
Well, you might as well mix it in.
All right. Let's read the negative one.
Should I read some of my reviews of Riffin' with Griffin?
Dead. I know. This is all JC3 gave me a negative one. He said, 1 star. "This is just an immature, spoiled brat who can't navigate a conversation. If you want real comedians who don't have to marry celebrities for fame and whose voice doesn't make you want to pull out your hair, visit Kate Quigley or Christina P. This chick is a legit douche."
Oh, that's terrible.
Well, I'm sorry, Jay. That sucks that you felt that you had to take the time, but thanks for listening. I mean,
yeah, that's what I always say.
I always say, like, thanks for listening. That's definitely someone who knows me personally. And also, it's actually probably
ex-boyfriend.
For sure. And if it's probably actually one of the people that they mentioned to go to their podcast. That's hilarious. Everyone else says, "Brit's awesome, love the podcast, came from Bobby's podcast, Barb Star, Pack 44. Listen, I just appreciate you guys. Yeah. It's so awesome to be able to do something that you love and have people enjoy it, so thank you so much.
And the Bobby fans are great, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bobby, the Tiger Belly people are like, yeah, so shout out to the Tiger Belly people. Now, they're just monsters, but they still support.
Okay, well, that's nice. Yeah. So basically, I love that you guys are on here and leaving me these cool reviews on iTunes, and I'm so grateful for all of you, the mean ones included, because it means you took the time to listen to a podcast. So that's
and be so detailed too.
I know, detailed.
I know your life. I know you. You know,
yeah, you know everything about me. I'm all dad. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, no, this is great, and thank you guys so much for listening. And for more cool stories, a bunch of celebrity guests to have worst firsts, come on, check out Worst Firsts on iTunes. And we'll see you next week with Worst Firsts. I love it.